Welcome and Shabbat blessing to everyone. And for those that are listening on the phone, welcome to this blessed Shabbat high day. On this October 11, 2014, this is lesson number 97. We are still reading from our study book, Desire Ages, chapter 3. This is a new chapter entitled, Except Ye See Signs and Wonders. We also want to welcome all the dear souls that will be listening to this recording on a later date. Before we begin our children's Sabbath school lesson, we will have opening song, and it's taken from the Psalm book, chapter 134, verses 1 to 2, and also 1 John 3:1. Behold, blessed the Lord, all the servants of the Lord. Lift up your hand in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord. Lift up your head in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. That we shall be called the sons of God. That we should be called the sons of God.
Amen.
If any one of the dear family, mommy, the daddy, little ones would like to have opening prayer, Bakulah.
Sabbath blessings, everyone.
If we could all kneel
and bow our heads and our heart and come humbly before our Godhead in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your blessed name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for giving us the ability to enter into your Sabbath rest, dear Father. Thank you for keeping us safely through another week. Thank you for the many blessings that you bestowed upon us. And thank you even for the trials that we went through so that we can learn many lessons from them, dear Father God, and glorify you throughout it all. Thank you for all that you have done, dear Father. I pray that you bless each and every one of us that is here today, those that are listening over the phone, and those that will be listening at a later time. Open up our hearts and our ears and our minds that we may receive wondrous things out of the words that are going to be taught today, dear Father God. Your word is truth. Let them not fall on deaf ears, dear Father God, I pray. Please, Lord, I pray that you forgive us for all of our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anything that we have done in this body, known and unknown. I pray that you cover them, dear Father God, I pray. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to come boldly before you. In no other name than your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen.
The opening scripture for our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 4, verse 46 from the King James Version, and it reads, So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine, and there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. This week, boys and girls, we will begin a new chapter in our lesson entitled, Except Ye See Signs and Wonders, in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, Obula.
John 4:43. Now after 2 days, he departed thence and went into Galilee. John 4:43. Now after 2 days, he departed thence and went into Galilee. John 4:44. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country.
John 4:47. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. John 4:48. Then said Jesus unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, you will not believe. John 4:49. The noble said unto him, Sir, come down here, my child thou.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Continuing, John 4:50. Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy son lived. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. Genesis 32:26. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Amen.
Amen. So today we will cover pages 196 to 198. Page 1. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, blah, blah, blah.
Desire Ages, page 196. The Galatians who returned from the Passover brought back the report of the wonderful works of Jesus. The judgment passed upon his act by dignitaries at Jerusalem. His way in open his way in Galilee. Many of the people lamented abuse of the temple and the decree of arrogance of the priest. They hoped that this man who had put the ruler to flight might be the look for deliverer. Now the tides had come that seemed to confirm the brightest anticipation. Amen.
Desire Ravens, page 196. It was reported that the prophet had declared himself to be the Messiah. And the Desire Ravens is page 196, paragraph 1. But the people of Nazareth did not believe on him. For this reason, Jesus did not visit Nazareth on his way to Cana. The Savior declared to his disciples that a prophet has no honor in his own country. Men estimate character by that which they themselves are capable of appreciating. The narrow and worldly-minded judge of Christ by his humble birth, his lowly garb and daily toil.
Desire Ages, page 196. They could not appreciate the purity of the spirit upon which was no stain in sin. Desire Ages 196, paragraph 2. The news of Christ's return to Canaan soon spread throughout Galilee, bringing hope to the suffering and the distress. In Capernaum, the tidings attracted the attention of the Jewish nobleman, who was an officer in the king's service. A son of the officer was suffering from what seemed to be an incurable disease. The physician had given him up to die. But when the father heard of Jesus, he determined to seek his help from him.
Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What did the Savior declare to his disciples because of the unbelieving people of Nazareth? And but what does the narrow and worldly-minded judge Christ? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is that a prophet has no honor in his own country. And his humble birth and his lowly garb, that means his clothes of the poor man, his daily toil or work. He could not appreciate the purity of that spirit upon which was no stain of sin.
Desire of Ages, page 196. The trial was very low, and it was feared might not live till his return. Yet the nobleman felt that he must present the case in person. He hoped that Apollo's prayers might awaken the sympathy of the great physician. Desire of Ages, page 196, paragraph 3. On reaching Cana, he found a throng surrounding Jesus. With an anxious heart, he pressed through the Savior's presence. His faith faltered when he saw only a thinly dressed man, dusty and worn with travel.
Desire of Ages, page 197. He doubted that this person could do what he had come to ask of him. Yet he secured an interview with Jesus, told his errand, and besought the Savior to accompany him to his home. But already his sorrow was known to Jesus. Before the officer had left his home, the Savior had beheld his affliction. Desire of Ages 197, paragraph 1. But he knew also that the Father had, in his own mind, made conditions concerning his belief in Jesus. Unless his petition should be granted, he would not receive him as the Messiah. And continuing on the next slide.
Question, boys and girls. Who was the Jewish nobleman? And why was he determined to seek help from Christ? If you know the answer to this question, Baba love, dear little one.
And as is an officer in the king's service, and his son was suffering from what seemed to be an incurable disease. Physicians had given him up to die.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The beautiful thing about the story is that even though that the nobleman was coming for one petition about his son, the Lord was not only going to cure his son, but also his household. So this beautiful scripture song tells us about how the Lord will perfect that which concerneth us in our lives. He doesn't go only beyond the surface, but he goes deep and rooted into what is the necessity of the family as a whole. So let us learn a beautiful scripture song about the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me together, dear ones. And this is taken from Psalms 138, verse 8, from the King James Version, and it sounds like this. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me, thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the work of thy own hand. Saith the word of the Lord. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me, thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the work of thy own hand. This is the word of the Lord. Psalms 138, verse 8. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, trouble up.
Desire of Ages, page 198. While the officer waited in an agony of suspense, Jesus said, except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. Desire of Ages, page 198, paragraph 1. Notwithstanding all the evidence that Jesus was the Christ, the petitioner had determined to make his belief and conditional on the granting of his own request. The Savior contrasted this questioning unbelief with the simple faith of the Samaritans who asked for no miracle or sign.
Desire of Ages, page 198. His word, the ever-present evidence of his divinity, had a convincing power that reached their hearts. Christ was praying that his own people, to whom the sacred oracles had been committed, should fail to hear the voice of God speaking to them in his Son. Desire of Ages, paragraph 2 of page 198. Yet the nobleman had a degree of faith, for he had come to ask what seemed to him the most precious of all blessings. Jesus had a greater gift to bestow. And continuing.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. By what condition would the nobleman's father believe in Jesus? And what did Jesus say to the officer? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, little one.
The answer is, unless his petition should be granted, he would not receive him as the Messiah. And Jesus said, expect ye see signs and wonders. He will not believe.
Dear little one, it's just like a lot of people, or maybe some children, sometimes they will actually try to test God by saying, well, if the Lord will do such things or even grant certain things to me, then I will believe in him. It is something very similar as the officer's father was doing. He wanted proof of the messiahship by a petition that he had asked. If he sees that his grandson was going to be healed by him, he was going to believe that he was the Messiah. But the beautiful thing about it is that the Lord already in his life was showing all of these things by the way how the scripture said what Messiah was going to do. The Lord had labored all around them where they can see the evidence, but some people still did not look upon all of the things that the scripture spoke about the Messiah for them to be able to see that he was. So that is a symbol of unbelief, dear ones. And that's the same thing that a lot of us will do, that sometimes when we ask God for certain favors, if we see that the Lord does not grant us these things, we take it as being, well, I guess that's not really true what the Bible says. But just remember, these things are in the scripture, so we can be able to test and see that the same thing that was done in that time is still done today. So have faith, dear one, that the Lord is faithful in all things. But just remember, according to the condition of the will that he has given, we must keep his commandments if we love Jesus. So we have another question, boys and girls. With what did the Savior contrast this question in unbelief? And why was Christ pain? Why was he feeling so sad? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is with the simple faith of the Samaritans who asked for no miracle or sign, and that his own people to whom the sacred oracles had been committed should fail to hear the voice of God speaking to them and in his son.
Amen. So the following scripture song that you will be hearing and learning today is going to give us a little bit of the condition that the Lord had with his people for so long they have forgotten about that faithful God that they once have heard the commandment uttered on Mount Sinai. The scripture song is taken from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 26 verses 18 to 19 from the King James Version. Dear family, would like to take the following paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 198. He desired not only to heal the child, but to make the officer and his household sharers in the blessings of salvation. and to kindle a light in Capernaum, which was so soon to be the field of his own laborers. But the nobleman must realize his need before he would desire the grace of Christ. The courtier represented many of his nation. They were interested in Jesus from selfish motives. They hoped to receive some special benefit through his power. And they staked their fate on the granting of this temporal favor, but they were ignorant as to their spiritual disease and saw not their need of divine grace. Desire of Ages, page 198, paragraph 3. Like a flash of light, the Savior's words to the nobleman laid bare his heart. He saw that his motives in seeking Jesus were selfish. His vacillating faith appeared to him in its true character. In deep distress, he that his doubt might cost the life of his son.
Amen. So in the very act of faith that he was supposed to manifest, did you saw how so many blessings was actually added if he would have actually just take the word of God as his faith and not trying to be able to test him based on what he can have accomplished by him? That's the same thing that happened to us today, dear ones. Faith is what moves many mountains, but faith in the word of God is what moves mountains. It's not faith on what we believe in ourselves, but the faith that we have on the written word and the word of who's the one that spoke it. And that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So question, boys and girls, what gift did Jesus desire to bestow to the officer that was greater than the healing of his child? And in what way did this contour represent many of his nation? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is to make the officer and his household share in the blessing of salvation, and to keep candle a light in Capernaum, which was so soon to be the field of his own labor. And they were interested in Jesus from selfish motives. They hoped to receive some special benefit through his power.
Desire is greater than 98. He knew that he was in the presence of one who could read the thoughts and to whom all things are possible. In an agony of supplication, he cried, "Sir, come down ere my child die." His faith took hold upon Christ, as did Jacob. When wrestling with the angel, he cried, "I'll not let thee go except thou bless me." Genesis 32:26.
Amen. So in this beautiful story, we can gather so many gems, especially the main principle that we are in addition. We add to our faith, but the Lord multiplies that addition. So just remember, dear one, the very thing that you might be asking in faith is connected to so much more. It might bring salvation to your household, your family, and those that the Lord already has chosen through your instrumentality. So we have come to the section of the story time. So gather all the little ones, for our dear Brother Ray is the one that's going to share the story time with all of you. So this section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters of God.
Many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be a son of the God of the universe? Divine sonship, that is, to be called a son by God, is not something that we gain of ourselves. Only to those who receive Christ as their Savior is given the power to become sons and daughters of God. The sinner cannot, by any power of his own, rid himself of sin. That means he can't stop sinning by himself. For the accomplishment of this result, he must look to a higher power. He can't do it himself. He has to say, Lord, help me. To overcome sin, we need God's help. John exclaimed, Behold, that means look at, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Christ alone has power to cleanse the heart. He who is seeking for forgiveness and acceptance can say only, Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. I believe that's a portion from a song. But the promise of sonship is made to all who believe in his name, Jesus' name. Everyone who comes to Jesus in faith will receive pardon or forgiveness of his sins, if he asks for it. The religion of Christ transforms the heart. It makes the worldly-minded man, or boys and girls, heavenly-minded. Under its influence, the selfish person becomes unselfish because this is the character of Christ. The dishonest, scheming person, that's the person who's trying to do things his own way, becomes upright or obedient. So that is, till that, it is second nature.
The profligate is changed from impurity to purity. He forms correct habits, for the gospel of Christ has become to him a savor of life unto life. Just remember that these behavior, like dishonesty and scheming, it is deception, is actually doing something completely different from what it is really deep in the heart. So the Lord's religion is the one that truly transforms your character. So it is by beholding Christ and his nature, the way how Christ does things and how he has went about it, we get to truly understand what the goodness of the Lord is in the land of the living. So little ones, Christ has left us an example of how to be able to live that Christian life and how to be able not to take the worldly ways of how people are always trying to be able to show themselves to be something when deep down inside they are somebody else. The Christian life allows your life to be an open book like the Savior was.
God was to be manifest in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Man had become so degraded by sin that it was impossible for him in himself to come into harmony with him, whose nature is purity and goodness. But Christ, after having redeemed man from the condemnation or the penalty of the law, could impart divine power to unite the human effort. Thus, by repentance toward God and faith in Christ, the fallen children of Adam might once more become sons and daughters of God. When a soul receives Christ, he receives power to live the life of Christ. Sons and Daughters, page 12.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have come to the ending of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. Next week, we will continue with part two of our study entitled Accept Ye See Signs and Wonders in our lesson book, Desire Pages. If any one of the dear family, mommies and daddy, little one, would like to have closing prayer, blah, blah,
blah. Oh, Father, I thank you for us, the other hand, supposed to be thank you for spiritual with the selfish one and noble side. I pray you to help us to understand right from wrong, and thank you for this blessed study, and as we start to read your list, we are thankful that you have done it. Forgive us all for our sins and live without Christ and Spirit, and let us be able to walk righteously in your path. And also, I pray you to protect us where we may be when we have to travel, stay at home, or wherever we have to go. And I pray you to let us be able to meet you here and hope this world may be able to change from its simple ways. This nothing is possible in the world.
Amen. So next Sabbath will be chapter 20, Accept Ye See Signs and Wonders, but that will be part 2. and that will be held on October 18, 2014. We would like to thank all the dear family that participated in the Children's Sabbath School lesson and all of those that read and answered questions. We would like to leave also activities for the dear little ones to continue on this blessed Sabbath. Hi, Dave. And may all have a blessed Sabbath, and I hope and pray all were blessed for the lessons that was taught today. God bless everyone, and may you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath.